Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Huge day in rugby today because the British and Irish Lions squad for their summer 10-match Lions tour of Australia will be confirmed this afternoon. There were loads of hopes that for Ireland, of course, featuring prominently on the squad this year. All eyes are on Andy Farrell, on secondment to the Lions, and his selection is being unveiled, I think, at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Former player and former Lions manager Donal Lenihan joins us. Good morning, Donal.
Morning, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad at all. What are you expecting now at this final hour as we head towards this announcement?
Yeah, look, really looking forward to it. Since Andy Farrell was appointed over a year ago, there was always expected to be a green tinge around this Lions squad. I'm expecting certainly anywhere. It could be between 10 up to as many as 14 Irish players on that squad. But you know, always huge anticipating. You must remember, you're talking about the elite here, the best of the best.
Yeah,
it's the best players from Ireland, England, Scotland, and Wales. So a selection that always attracts huge debate. I think the starting point for everybody, they always count how many players from their own country are included, yeah. And then the fallout starts from there. So it's a huge challenge, but one Andy Farrell is more than capable of meeting.
One cat is already out of the bag, and that is the captain, as is tradition. It's terrible news for Caelan Doris, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I really feel sorry for Caelan Doris. I think the captaincy was a very tight call between himself and Maro Itoje. Personally, I think it's important to have been on a Lions tour before you become captain. So I would have probably favoured Itoje on that basis. But for me, Caelan Doris was a shoo-in, not only to make the squad, but to be the test number 8 and could well have been captain. So I really feel sorry for him because, you know, the Lions only come around once every 4 years.
Oh,
and
yeah,
at that point in time, you could be, so many players have been so unlucky to miss out because of injury. 4 years' time, form has changed. And on the flip side, you have players who might not have been first choice in their home country, but the door opens up for them in that window of 3 months and they become a Lions hero. And so it's huge from that point of view, but I really feel sorry for Doris, a player that I admire hugely.
It was a shoulder injury. Will he make the squad at all? Would he be ready by late June to be able to play again?
We'll just have to wait and see. I understand he had some surgery earlier on in the week, so a lot depends on what the, you know, the depth of the damage. Some talk that he could be available in 2 months. There was talk maybe 6 months. So I'm sure that's something that Andy Farrell and the Lions people will clarify later on this afternoon.
One of the most talked about players for the last year or more, Sam Prendergast. What are his chances?
Well, he's in a highly a highly contentious area. Out half is obviously a key position on a Lions tour. I think Finn Russell from Scotland is a certainty to go. Finn Smith, who was the Northampton out half, was outstanding, outplayed, was a key figure in Northampton's win over the weekend. I think he'll go. So that leads one number 10 slot. Personally, I think it might end up being too early for Sam Prendergast.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Andy Farrell, if the third number 10 ends up being somebody like George Ford, or indeed his own son Owen, which some might see as contentious. A very difficult position for Andy Farrell to be in. Farrell has, well, he stepped away from English rugby after the 23 World Cup. He's been playing in France with Racing 92. His form has been great due to injury. So it's a contentious one. But I think, you know, for the likes of Sam and Jack Crowley, who would certainly will be in the debate when they sit down, I think they might just miss out this time round.
They don't have enough on the clock, essentially. The Telegraph is kind of agreeing with you, saying that Sam doesn't. He has not yet played 50 games of senior rugby, and there's a few rough edges, and they're quite tough.
Yeah, it's been a meteoric rise for Sam Prendergast. You must remember that Johnny Sexton had the ownership of that Leinster in Ireland jersey for so long. Jack Crowley shadowed him at the 23 World Cup in France and did really well. Jack, I thought, was outstanding in his first year for Ireland, but Munster's form has been poor of late. Sam Prendergast, you look at a Leinster team that, as we mentioned, could have as many as anything between 12, 13 in that Lions squad. You know, he did brilliantly for them, but unfortunately, Ireland who were favourites going into the Six Nations. They ended up third, England were second. So, you know, form is huge when it comes to the Lions. It's all about the here and now. So this Lions tour might just come a little early for Prendergast, but you never know. Andy Farrell is a huge fan of his. So he's the only man that matters. Everybody is speculating about Lions tours for the last 3 months, but there's only one voice that counts.
That's for sure. You played yourself for the Lions three tours, a very different vibe. And you're writing this morning about your annoyance about how the team in your day, early 80s, they were called the British, was it British Isles Lions? Is that what they were called?
Well, my first tour to New Zealand, as I think my gear bag was the British Isles Rugby Union Tour, okay. You know, which was, I think, and there was a lot of Irish on that tour, but that was, it was an old historic thing, to be honest with you. Look, it used to annoy me that you had so many key Lions, Irish players in Lions squad, which was always referred to as the British Lions. It was something, I was manager of the Lions to Australia in 2001, and without any clearance, I sort of started spreading the word in Australia that we wanted to be known as the British and Irish Lions. And so that really was the start of it.
That has stuck now.
To be fair, yeah, well, I think to be fair, Sky used to do a brilliant job on the tours. Brian O'Driscoll, it was only a young fella, 21 years of age, he played in that opening test against Australia in the Gabba, a famous day in Lions history, in that I remember coming up with Martin Johnson as captain. We were on one end of the ground, Australia were in the dressing room on the other end, and we came up out of the dressing rooms, and there must have been 20,000 Lions fans had descended from nowhere overnight. O'Driscoll scored the try, the waltz in O'Driscoll was sung as opposed to waltz in Matilda. So I think, but ever since then really, and it's official now, it is the British and Irish
Lions. It is for sure. And we'll watch out for that announcement. 2 o'clock today, big event. Andy Farrell makes that announcement in London. Donal Lennon, thanks a million.